This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, February 25th. Well, cattle markets had a decent day yesterday, well supported throughout the trading session, especially for feeder cattle, which kind of broke out of a small trading range and showing pretty solid support throughout the day. Live cattle, the February, you know, was stronger, but it's going to expire here in a couple days. The back months were pretty quiet, just trading an inside day. There is some optimism in feeders. The cash index has been strong, and that's been supporting the futures market. A drop in movement into the auction yards is certainly supporting that market. But of course, producers are still out assessing their herds and their health conditions, and we'll see where all that ends up. And we talked about this at length yesterday, but producers are still out assessing the health of their herds, and that, of course, is slowing down movement to the auction yards, and that is supporting the feeder cattle index. We're also seeing live cattle be supported because of a big drop in weights through the feedlots, and that's going to back up cattle. At the same time, of course, you've had grocery stores have a pretty healthy run on their product, so retail outlets and the packing plants are eager to get back online and get caught up with production, but cattle coming out of the feedlots are going to be slower and lighter. So one would think that would be pretty supportive to the box beef values and supportive to cash as well. There's just been very light cash trade so far, and that was mostly on the website auction. But trade was pretty much steady with last week. And again, it's just a few hundred head, so it's not really enough to set the tone of the market. But those trades were at 114 on the Fed trade. Any dress trade so far has been around 180, which is also unchanged from last week. Most of the offers are still sitting a couple dollars higher than that. Box beef values yesterday were mixed. A choice was up 46 cents at 241, select down 74 cents at 230. The spread was up 120 at 1096, movement 129 lows. And it does look like slaughter is getting back to normal. So far this week, we've seen 362,000 head slaughtered. That's up about 60,000 over a week ago, where we're only at 269,000. And it's pretty close to a year ago at 363,000. The feeder cattle index was down for the second day in a row after being up for several days in a row, but we're down 28 cents. We're sitting at 140.11, which is still up $5 from where we were a week ago. So the cash trade seems to be, if nothing else, steady with last week, and it would seem logical that we would be able to see cash trade $1 to $2 higher by the end of the week. Again, packers are behind on their slaughter. They're trying to get caught up as far as product goes, and the weights are simply going to be lower. Anything coming out of the feedlot, for most feedlots, the weights are going to be down from where they would have been just a couple weeks ago. Export sales, too, were weaker this morning. Beef at 8,500, that's significantly lower than what we've been seeing. That's about half of what we had the previous week, and that, too, was a fairly low number. South Korea took 3,800 tons. Japan took 3,100 tons, and Mexico took 700 tons. Pork export sales as well were lower than normal at 25,600 tons. Mexico took 7,300, Japan 4,100, China took 3,700. Of course, some of this is because of the Chinese Lunar Year, the New Year holiday. They were pretty much absent from the market. We would expect that would have an impact and us to have better sales next week. But China did take about 3,700 tons of pork this time around. Normally, they're a bigger buyer than that. So I think moving forward, it looks like we're going to get some pressure in the grain space. That would ought to help feeder cattle. Not so sure about the live cattle, if that's going to help it or not. Probably not. But we are looking for the markets to have very solid support on the April live cattle at around the 119.5 to 120. We got pretty close to that a couple days ago. So if the market's going to pull back, I think that very strong buying will show up there. So that's only a couple dollars below where we are. And so we're prepared to be a buyer at that point. And other than that, the markets are probably going to be fairly quiet, just kind of seeing how much pressure this grain complex comes under. but it appears to be pretty much intact. And again, seasonally, we would be moving higher into mid-March, into early April. The weather that is setting, you know, bottlenecking some of these animals could, you know, that could have an impact, but you've got to get the weights back on them to really have a huge impact. And that's going to take a while. There was quite a bit of stress to these cattle. So at least the storm was kind of short-lived. The warm weather snapped back pretty fast, so it shouldn't take too long to get back on track, but it will take a couple weeks at least to get these weights back on to get us back to where we would have been. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.